Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Welcome to Aaron Mankey's Cabinet of Curiosities, a production of iHeartRadio and Grim and Mild.
Our world is full of the unexplainable. And if history is an open book, all of these amazing tales are right there on display, just waiting for us to explore. Welcome to the Cabinet of Curiosities. The treasure trove was enormous. It's a recent discovery in northwest Saudi Arabia. In fact, just this summer, archaeologists published their findings after years of work. What they found stunned them. A massive stockpile deep underground in the natural tunnel formed by a hollow lava tube. And the hoard inside? Hundreds of thousands of treasures. It's a find that overshadows the usual hoards that are turned up these days by folks with metal detectors and a keen sense of ancient burial sites. For instance, someone recently set the new record for finding the largest Old English treasure hoard. As important as their discovery is, it was just 131 gold coins and four more odd gold objects. That discovery outshines the famous Sutton Hoo burial ship, which had only offered up 37 coins to archaeologists. By comparison, the massive scale of the lava tube treasure surpasses it all by far. We can start to make sense of that, though, when we realize just how long it took the hoarders to work their stockpile. It was the work of generations. You see, once archaeologists started dating the objects they unearthed from the hoard, they found that the oldest was placed there nearly 7,000 years ago. In other places, they might not have survived. It was the extremely dry conditions of the lava tube that preserved them. But they're not just old. The most recent items date to about the middle of the 1600s. That means that to create this underground collection in the darkness of the lava tube, it wasn't just the work of generations, but the work of millennia. Not that it's a treasure that would attract anyone, though, because this is slightly unusual for a hoard. It wasn't gold or coins or even an ancient ship. It was a burial mound, though. That's right. The collection was a hoard of bones. They were densely packed into the lava tube, stretching away into the darkness. And as the researchers started to pull them out, test their ages, catalog them, and take notes, they began to see that this bone hoard contained pieces from over 14 different species. It included the bones of cows, camels, horses, rodents, and a lot more. The study got really serious, though, when they checked the bones for markings. Sure, they found cuts, and maybe that's what you'd expect, but they also found the marks of teeth. These bones had been chewed. Some were even partially digested. That tells us that these bones weren't just a burial mound for the dead. And here's the thing. It wasn't like these were just the bones of cows and goats. No, what the researchers found gave them a chill, because some of the bones were human. In fact, it's human skull fragments that were found among the other gnawed bones. But what archaeologists guess about these skulls is even more gruesome than that. If we go by their best guess, they think these skulls were scavenged from graves. After the bodies of the dead were buried, someone from the clan of hoarders came through, sniffed them out, and dug them up. Then they lugged them back to the lava tunnel where they added them to a treasure trove. After they gave those skulls a good chew, of course, and one of the archaeologists even suggested that these skull caps with tooth marks are the only thing to survive because the hoarders chewed the rest to splinters. The pieces of skull candy only survived because they didn't taste quite as good. All of that would be truly horrifying if the family packing the lava tube with bones for 7,000 years was human. But as you may have guessed by now, this family was something else. No, the builders of this massive treasure trove weren't people, but hyenas. Striped hyenas, that is. These days, they're a threatened species, but they used to be a mainstay of the region. So breathe a sigh of relief. But to me, The fact that it's a family of hyenas passing on the work of a major treasure trove from parent to child, that makes 7,000 years of stockpiling skeletons all the more impressive.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
This episode is sponsored by Intuit. Here's a story for you. Once upon a time, a young woman was haunted by the ghosts of bad financial decisions, with credit card debt and an empty savings account looming over her every day. But when she tried to ignore these ghosts, they only grew bigger and scarier. And these ghosts of her bad financial decisions were stopping her from living her best life. So she decided to face them head on and take control of her finances with help from Intuit. Intuit helps you face your financial fears with confidence through products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Whether you're trying to manage your money or trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so you can live your best life. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, Intuit.com. to start living yours. Let's get into it.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
By all accounts, he was a nice man. There's a lot of history to unpack around Henry I of England, so much that it reads like an early draft of Game of Thrones. Henry and his older brothers Robert and William were born to William the Conqueror. Upon their father's death, the older sons were given land and power, but Henry was not. He spent much of his time conspiring with William against Robert in an attempt to rise to power. The brothers fought often, jostling for land and control. None trusted the other, but both seemed to have trusted Henry the least. Honestly, after reading through the events, it's a wonder the brothers didn't kill each other, although for a while some historians wondered if one of them had succeeded. In early August of 1100, an arrow ended King William's life. With no male heir, Robert and Henry fought bitterly over the kingdom, and in the end, Henry was hastily crowned king. He settled into the kingdom, marrying and having two children, with Queen Matilda and countless other children with various mistresses. He enjoyed all the riches the life of a king offered, including power, women, and food. The royals had an appetite for the unusual, including swans and peacocks. The king had a fetish for fish. Often he overindulged in his favorites, lampreys, a type of eel found in brooks, rivers, and the sea. Henry was so fond of the dish, he ate them cooked in wine and even in a pie. Unfortunately for him, his favorite dish caused considerable digestive upset. Despite his doctor's warnings to stop eating them, though, the new king believed that, as the king, he was free to do as he wished. That mentality went far beyond the dinner table, though. He had a man thrown from the top of the castle, and he imprisoned his brother. After his second brother, Robert, invaded, Henry had him locked away for the remainder of his life. His quest for land and power had the king traveling extensively, too. The queen, however, never trusted ships or anything from the sea and stayed behind. Henry ruled harshly and was often quite brutal, which, as you might imagine, didn't endear him to the people of England. Neighboring kingdoms weren't exactly fond of him either, and though they tried to challenge his authority, Henry stayed in power. After his son drowned in 1120, leaving his succession in peril, Henry took a second wife, although they remained childless after that, forcing the king to declare his daughter with his first wife his heir. He quickly married her off to Geoffrey of Anjou. Henry's relationship with his daughter, as you might imagine, was rather strained. causing fighting to break out along the new couple's borders and her father's. But at least he had his health, right? One late November, when King Henry was in his 60s, he arrived in Normandy for some hunting. By the end of the trip, though, he'd fallen ill. Days later, it became clear that he wasn't going to make it. So he summoned the archbishop along with members of the court. They settled his estate and wishes, and then he died on December 1st of 1135. Parts of Henry's internal organs were buried in Normandy, and his body lay in state for an extended period. Finally, he was returned to England and buried on his birthday in a ceremony attended by the church and nobles. News of the king's death spread quickly, and despite Henry's last wishes that his daughter become queen, a civil war known as the Anarchy began, lasting 18 years. The official cause of King Henry I's death? It hadn't been a hunting accident like William's demise decades before. No, Henry's death took a more bizarre twist. You see, during his stay in Normandy, a host served the king his favorite food, an all-you-can-eat buffet of eel. As the British like to say, Henry couldn't resist and tucked in. Within a week, he was dead. It's not clear if the meal had caused acute gastritis or if the king's death had been a case of food poisoning. Either way, it makes me wonder what they ate at the funeral feast. Was it lamprey pie? Or did the thought of that simply make them feel a little ill? I hope you've enjoyed today's guided tour of the Cabinet of Curiosities. Subscribe for free on Apple Podcasts or learn more about the show by visiting curiositiespodcast.com. This show was created by me, Aaron Mankey, in partnership with How Stuff Works. I make another award-winning show called Lore, which is a podcast, book series, and television show, and you can learn all about it over at theworldoflore.com. And until next time, stay curious.